The Thayer Bobcats football season came to an end on Saturday. We have college and high school hoops to talk about, and the All-Ozarks Conference team has been announced. Our body, I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sports Network. Let's start with the high school football over the weekend. The Thayer Bobcats season came to an end at East Buchanan as the Bobcats fall to the Bulldogs 34-6 in the state semifinals. Bobcats finished their season 10-4, district champions, and made a second straight run to the state semifinals. Hold those heads up. It was a great season, Thayer Bobcats. They probably noticed the Kansas City Chiefs didn't play yesterday in professional football, and this was their bye week, and their game next week has been changed. It was scheduled for Sunday afternoon against Denver at Arrowhead Stadium. That game now going to be your Sunday night football game of the week. Monday night football tonight, the Seattle Seahawks will be at Washington to play the Washington football team. That capped off what would be a wild weekend of football around the NFL and in the college football. Man, Saturday was quite a day for college football. All right, take a look at the college basketball. On Sunday, J.D. Notte had 28. Number 13 ranked Arkansas remains unbeaten. They beat Penn 76-60. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies split a couple of games at the Grizzly Invitational over the weekend. They beat National Park College 63-62, then lost to Western Texas on Saturday 92-77. Big game coming up Wednesday night for the Grizzlies. They will play Three Rivers Community College. The Missouri Tigers are in action tonight. They play Paul Quinn College up at Mizzou Arena. There's a little bit of high school basketball around the area tonight. The Fair Grove tournament gets underway. The West Plains Lady Zizzards are the number one seed. They will play Buffalo at 6 o'clock this evening. And the number three seed, Ava Lady Bears, will play in that tournament on Tuesday against Clever. By the way, over the weekend, the Alton Comet boys and girls get victories. The Comets beat East Carter up at the Van Buren Current River Shootout, 77-48. The Alton girls got a win over Neelyville. They're now 1-1 on the year. Willow Springs Lady Bears in action tonight. Willow Springs girls will be at Gainesville. Well, the All-Ozarks football team was named just before the Thanksgiving holiday. The Offensive Player of the Year goes to Dagan Kinslow, quarterback of the West Plains Zizzards. First team offense, Jalen James of West Plains, Blake Reed of West Plains, both on the offensive line. First team honors for Connor Layer at running back, Heston Miller at wide receiver, Watson Hafer at tight end, and of course Dagan Kinslow at quarterback. First team defensive honors for Aiden Holt on the defensive line, Connor Layer at linebacker, and Hayden Cook at defensive back. Second team honors for Josh Leeser, Chase Larson, and Tristan Clark, and honorable mention all Ozarks Conference for Magnus Sanders, Carter McCracken, Austin Davis, Hayden Bryant, Miles Foster, Garrett Brown, and Jesse Hudson. I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sport Network. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com.